Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one has to do with Havdalah. Initially, when the Jews returned from exile from Babel, the Anshei Knesset Gadol and the men of the Great Assembly fixed the bracha of Havdalah within the Shmona Esrei because the people were poor and they couldn't afford wine. But when the people became more affluent, they removed the bracha from Tefillah and fixed its recital over a cup of wine, and then the details of the original enactment were forgotten. Later, when the people became impoverished again, they reverted to the original enactment and fixed it in tefillah, but required one who was financially capable to recite Havdalah a second time on a cup of wine. So the first point has to do is, when has Havdalah recited? Is it during the Shemoneh Esrei, or is it afterwards on a cup of wine, or now it's both? Secondly, Rav Chanina reprimanded a shliach tzibur who listed a long list of Hashem's traits. When the man completed his tefillah, Rabbi Chanina asked him, "Did you complete all the praises of your master?" He explained that if Moshe had not stated the three praises of Hashem, Gadol, Gibor, Venora, great, powerful, and awesome in the Torah, and then the Anshei Knesset Gadola established in the text of our tefillahs, we would not have been able to recite them. And he likened it to a very rich king being praised for having just dinars of silver. The praises are in fact really a diminishment of praise. So number one is, when is Havdalah recited and the various enactments as the Jews came back from Babel? And secondly, Rav Chanina's reprimand of the Shulchan Sibur was listing this long list of traits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And thirdly, Rav Chanina taught that a kol bidei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim, everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven. And he learned this from the pasuk from Ata Yisrael Mashem Elkecho Shol Mimach Ki Imu Yira, Hashem Elkecho. Now, Yisrael, what does Hashem, your God, ask of you, but merely to fear Hashem? So kol bidei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim. So once again, the 3 points are, is when the Jews returned from Babel, when was Havdalah recited? Initially in Shemoneh Esrei, then later on the coast, and then back in Shemoneh Esrei, and if you had the resources as well on the coast. Secondly, Rav Chanina's reprimand for the Shulchan Tzibur listed a long list of Hashem's traits, and he reprimanded him, but he said, "Samtinu achu shvach nemarach, did you complete all the praises of your master?" And thirdly, Rav Chanina taught a kol bidei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim, everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven. So now let's go to the siman. So the siman for Lamed Gimel is going to be a leg, but we're going to use a pirate with a peg leg. A pirate with a peg leg. So here we go. The pirate with a peg leg lifted up his kosav Havdalah and started enumerating many praises for Hashem when his wife came in and reprimanded him for having no yir shamayim. Once again, in slow motion. The pirate with a peg leg. Oh, that means we must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. He lifted up his kosav Havdalah. So that reminds us of the opening sugya that we spoke about, of when is Havdalah recited. Is it in Shemoneh Esrei, or is it later on in a kos of wine? So he lifted up his kos Havdalah and started enumerating the many praises for Hashem. That reminds us of Rav Chanina's reprimand for Shulchan Tzibur, who is listing this long list of Hashem's traits, and he gets reprimanded for that. When his wife came in and reprimanded him for having no yir shamayim, which is the second thing we heard from Rav Chanina, hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim. So one more time, the pirate with a peg leg lifted up his kosav Havdalah and started enumerating many praises for Hashem when his wife came in and reprimanded him for having no yir shamayim. All right, so now it's time for our four blot back chazor, beginning in daf chavtes. So the symbol for chavtes are cots, hospital cots. So here we go. The hospital cots, reminding us we're on daf chavtes, were unfortunately full of patients on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and fast days. And we said the Gemara explains the different numbers of brachas in the various Shemoneh Esreis of Shabbos, the 7 brachas of Shabbos, the 9 brachas on Rosh Hashanah, and the 24 brachas we say on Atinas. So they were full on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and fast days because people had been traveling and going through dangerous places. That reminds us of the various tefillos of Havinenu, Tefillah Katzar B'Yom, Makom Sakana, and Tefillah Sederach, the traverse prayer. Because the people who had been traveling and going through dangerous places had treated their tefillos as a burden, which is reminds us of the four different opinions regarding the meaning of Keva. When we have the statement, Al tasa tefillah keva, you should not make your tefillah keva. And we said the opening one is a tefillah like a burden. Then we go to Daf Lamed. So the siman Daf Lamed is a Rebbe in a classroom in Malamed. So here we go. With the map of the world behind him, the Rebbe, that reminds us, oh, Malamed, where it must be on Daf Lamed. The Rebbe was teaching his righteous Talmidim, who were listening with trepidation. Those are the Hasidim Rishonim, who had Kovid Rosh. The importance of davening towards Yerushalayim, because we learned that one must daven facing towards Yerushalayim, the base of Migdash and the Kodesh Kadashim, when the Uber driver arrived to take him on his pre-sunrise trip. And it reminds us of the Machlokes regarding how one must travel early in the morning before the time of Tefillah should proceed. Then we go to Daf Lamed Aleph. So the symbol for Lamed Aleph is the law, and we're going to think of a judge. And I'm going to think here of a justice of the peace here. The justice of peace was so impressed with the joyous davening that took place right after the breaking of the glass of the chuppah. So we have the reminding of the glass, breaking the glass when they want to temper overly joyous events. And it took place right after the breaking of the glass because we learned that the proper mindset for tefillah is mitoch simcha shal mitzvah, the joy of doing a mitzvah, that he signed it for the course on tefillah given by a woman named Chana. And that reminds us that a large part of this daf, on Lamed Aleph, details the many halachas and concepts related to tefillah, learned from Chana's tefillahs and her conversation with Eli. A few examples, you said that one must direct their heart towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they must pronounce the words with their lips, it's forbidden to raise one's voice to the degree that one others can hear, and it's forbidden to sit within four amos of one who's davening. So then we go to Daf Lamed Beis. So the symbol for Lamed Beis is a lab, and we're going to think of a mad scientist in a lab. So here we go. The mad scientist in the lab, well, that reminds us, we're on Daf Lamed Beis. He tried to create a gold-colored calf that reminds us of Moshe Rabbeinu's defense of Bnei Yisrael for their involvement in the Chet Egel, that it would sing his praises all day long. That reminds us that Rabbi Simlai teaches that one should always praise Hashem before davening. And we learned this from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu first praised the Kodesh Baruch Hu before petitioning to be granted permission to Eretz Yisrael in Parshat Va'eschanan. So he wants to create this gold-colored calf that would sing his praises all day long, but when the calf comes to life, it escaped, causing the mad scientist to break down into tears. That reminds us of the Gemara that relates that though the heavenly gates of Tefillah have been locked since the Churban, the base of Mikdash, the gates of Tyr, the Shari Dima, have not been locked. All right, so now it's time for a pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Number one. Where do we learn that one should praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu before making requests? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number two. Where do we learn what the Yud Ches Brachos in the Shmoneh Esrei correspond to? That's on Daf Chaf Ches. Good. Number three. Where do we learn that one should daven in the midst of a Simcha Shel Mitzvah? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Great. Excellent. Number four. Where do we learn that all the halachas learned from Chanas Tfilos? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Number five. Where do we have the Malchus regarding one traveling early in the morning? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number six. Where do we have Moshe's defense of Bnei Yisrael at the time of the Chet Ha'egel? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Great. Number seven. Where do we have the tefillahs of Havinenu and tefillahs at Derech? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. Number eight. Where do we learn about breaking the glass at a chuppah to temper the cheerfulness? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Great. Number nine. Where do we learn that the gates of tears, the Shari Dima, are never closed? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Great. And number 10. Where do we learn about the need to daven facing towards Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kodesh Kodashim? That's on Daf Lamed. Great. All right, so that's it for our look at Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.